You are now listening to Oversaturated, the podcast hosted by Johnny and Ralph. Now let's get it.
Welcome to another episode of Oversaturated, the podcast where we discuss music, movies, pop culture, and everything in between. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ralph.
Welcome to episode number 115.
115. Wow. I'm Sergeant Segway today.
Wait, say it again. You sorry, what?
Sergeant Segway.
Oh, Sergeant Segway. Oh.
Okay. I'm trying to stay in that bag.
No, I got you. I got you. I like it. Segway saying still fire, though. B Mike Bandit here. New listeners, please follow us on all social media. Facebook, just search Oversaturated the Podcast. Twitter is Oversat Podcast. Instagram is Oversat the Podcast. And our email is oversatpodcast@gmail.com. And check out our website, oversatthepod.com. Anything you need to know about OS is there.
Yes, sir. And if you want to follow us individually, I'm the Mind of Ralph on Instagram and Twitter.
On Twitter, I'm J-O-N, 2 underscores, the letter B. On Instagram, I'm J-B-S underscore E-S-L underscore A-A-M-U.
Yes, sir.
We're here. We bite.
Right. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to.
Ralph, my guy. It's good to see you. It's been 2 weeks.
Right. It's been 2 weeks. It's back to, you know, usual OS shit, but no, that it was just a scheduling
conversation. Yeah. Okay. So
we hate to, even though we give you episode after episode every week, we still want to feel like it's quality. So we don't want to rush something and kind of put it out and just been lackluster.
Right.
It's a vibe here. We tried to establish the vibe.
It's facts. We know y'all missed us.
Yep.
We back with another week.
Yes, sir.
How you been, man? What's been going on?
Nothing. absolutely nothing. Well, me and the wife went to Chicago and kicked it with a few friends, you know,
right,
couple friends. So it was just it was a good time, good experience, just a quick getaway,
right?
Came back and I just kind of hit the ground running with work and gym, and that's pretty much it. I was just overtime. It's like a drug, right? You want to get in there and get your little extra money or whatever, but it's not really worth it. Like, it's cool to have, trust me. But
yeah.
Too much of it's just like, all right, fam. I'm tired. Like, I really want to sleep in today, you know?
Yeah. So. Nah, I feel that. It's been a real busy 2 weeks for me. First of all, I want to shout out my mom. My mom retired 35 years of teaching. So, shout out to my mom, man. Been telling her, hey, your life is about you now. You ain't got to worry about nothing, nobody. Do what you want. It's all about you now. So I'm real happy for her. Her big retirement party is in October around her birthday, so it's gonna be lit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I traveled to Alabama this past weekend to see my sister. My sister's in the military. She had to go through some type of class schooling or something to fulfill the requirements to be promoted to major.
Yeah.
So she had a graduation on Friday, so me and my mom went down for that and just...
What branch she serves in?
Air Force. Yeah. She's in the Air Force.
I wanted to know too.
Yeah, it's all good. United States Air Force. Yo, gotcha. Bro. So we all know the Space Force is a real thing. But
yeah, it really is.
It didn't hit or dawn on me until being at this graduation and they, like, people from the Space Force were like graduating this class, and like they was like, Captain so and so of the Space Force. I was like, yo, so this is real. So no, not my sister.
I was about to say,
other people. No, she
like on some Monica Rambeau shit,
like. I mean, if she decided to switch branches, I feel like it'll be easier because I think the Space Force is like a sub branch of the Air Force. I could be lying. I don't know. But I feel like it's like the Marines and the Navy type thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the Space Force and the Air Force is kind of similar, but I don't know. But you know how like Air Force individuals are named like airmen and shit like that?
Yeah.
They the Space Force, the Guardians.
Okay. They're playing. It's fun. Oh my god, they are playing.
It's
like you hate, and that's one thing about our troops, right? You know, we always have mixed feelings, especially with black people, about our troops, but we definitely enjoy people in uniform and what they do for our country, because that's a sacrifice I'm never willing to make.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they make you sign up for the draft. That's another story, right? But it's like you hate to laugh at somebody's like title when they tell you like that. That's what I was getting to. I was like, I would hate to be like an actual Space Force. I went to PT and push-ups and chin-ups and all that shit that you got to do.
And I'm a guardian.
And then when you say, oh, I'm a guardian in the Space Force, like, what?
Fam, these are real Guardians of the Galaxy. Shit crazy. It's crazy.
Dude.
It's just, I don't know. It's funny. It really didn't hit me. Like, I wasn't even thinking about the Space Force as a branch until they actually said that shit out loud. Yeah, like, it's crazy. Same uniforms and everything. It's nuts. But yeah, I
love it.
That's yeah, but I'm good though. I don't know, man. I'm in a real good mood today. I had a real good tennis session this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, I don't know, man.
I think that's what a week off does.
I mean, it's yeah, too much of anything could be kind of crazy. So yeah. It's good to take a break. But I'm happy to see my guy. We back in the lab. Like we here, man. We're here to talk to y'all. Trying to get this feedback. We got a lot of shit to discuss.
Oh yeah, but first things first, you already know what it is. Off the dome.
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
I'll go first. Okay. I think you enjoy this one, right? So in our childhood, we do a lot of things. A lot of things that we're not proud of, right?
Huh.
And some people do things more than others. You know, maybe this doesn't apply to our listeners because we got cool listeners.
Thanks.
Right? But I'll say this. What's the nerdiest thing that you probably done as a kid?
Shit, everything.
Well, no, I mean.
No, okay.
What's your ranking? Like, you know.
Okay. All right. So for whatever reason, when I was younger, I used to be really, 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 really fascinated with watches.
Okay.
So like digital watches, like mm-hmm. regular watch, like just watches in general. Like mm-hmm. Actually, up until maybe last year, because I was in the house.
Yeah.
I would never leave the house without a watch or like something on my wrist. Like I had to have something on my left wrist. Typically it would be a watch, kind of mm-hmm. Transferred to bracelets, but whole nother thing. All right, that's a tangent. But the nerdiest thing I did growing up was take apart watches to see like how does this work? Cause I was always fascinated. Like, fam, this thing is telling me time all day. How does this work? Like, cause some you gotta wind up, some use batteries. Like, it's just it's different. Some are digital, mm-hmm. like it's just different. So I remember taking apart like just a real cheap digital watch, you know, playing with like the motherboard and all that type of stuff and putting it back together, and also taking apart like a wind up watch. Mm-hmm. Now I wasn't actually quite able to put that back together the way it was supposed to be, but mm-hmm. just opening it up and like looking on the inside of it was like, damn, this is dope. Just seeing all the little parts that make up this thing that people wear all the time. Like it was just dope to see.
Gotcha. I don't even knock you for that. Like, I just think there's, you know, you had a like an interest. You're like, hey, I really want to see how this thing works. And you took it apart, put it back together. The fact that you put it back together is more astounding.
The digital shit. The one that wound up, I don't know. I couldn't do it. But I'll tell you another.
Okay.
So you know how, you know, kids are rough, you get scabs and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to peel off some of my scabs and look at them under a microscope.
Okay.
Yeah, does that count?
Yeah. That's up there. It's like, it's one thing to like peel it off and look at it, but you, first of all, you had a microscope. Shout out to Mama Singleton. But it's like,
yeah, my mom was a science teacher. So for Hillis.
Hey man, there's so many jokes I can make about that.
It's
hey,
okay.
Hey. Why are they at the house? Why are they not?
Listen, I really don't know. It's not like she didn't take it from school and bring it home. Like, I just had a mic. Like,
you know, the statute of limitations off there. Hey, man.
And she did give me a projector. But let me tell you how old this
is.
No.
Like
time
the,
out.
The class, the projector.
No, not thing? The not an overhead projector. Oh, that's like,
you had a projector? What am I supposed to
automatically do? All right, you know, like you project some shit on, not an overhead, but you know that you plug into, that you plug your computer into, not you put like the clear sheets on the shit. Like, no, that's some nostalgia for real. But no, hell no. Okay. What I'm gonna do?
That's what I was about to ask. You see my reaction? That's what I was about to ask.
Shadow puppets. That's what I'm doing in the house. But no, she gave me a digital projector. I should have said that.
Okay.
But this joint so old it don't even have HDMI port on it. So yeah, wow. I love you, mama.
Oh. Well, my thing is, I think one of the things I would say is nerdy, and I'm not the proudest of, but I can talk about it now. Back in the day, we had bootleg cable, so we had the black box. You can watch everything. Mm-hmm. Everything, all the pay-per-views. So I was big, really into wrestling, as everybody was, yeah, by the 90s. So it's not like, you know, uncommon. But one thing happened when there was like the wrestling events, I would write down like all the matches and take like score, like, oh, this person won, and I kept like a record of it.
Oh,
like that's a lot, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Like, you know, that was pretty like a pre-Excel worksheet, like spreadsheets. I was like, but why am I doing? I was just so intrigued. I mean, I was really into wrestling. So, like, if it was SummerSlam 96, I would, okay, I'm watching every wrestling. And then I'm like, okay, he won, they won. I'm talking about, I would write out Intercontinental Championship. Like, I would really write.
That's hilarious. Now, that's, but I love it, though. That's like, that's
kinda
dope.
That's kind of nuts. Like, that's dope. I was like, oh, yeah, Ralph. You was out here, bro.
This was but before Excel was introduced to us.
I had, like, a whole legal pad. flip. Like, I had a whole archive. I wish I could find it.
Damn, that's... I love it. That's all. Hey, that's awesome to me. Damn, that's...
I'm like, yeah, Ralph.
That's fight. That's fight. All right, I got another one. So, in middle school... I used to listen to and write out Twista raps and like study them.
Oh, that's, man, hey, that was on the internet, man. You have to do all that.
No, but see, for me, it was easier to memorize them if I like just keep playing and pausing them. Like, you know, he's saying so many words in this bar. It's like, how does he transition from one bar to the next bar, and how mm-hmm. many syllables and words can he fit in a particular? I don't know. I love that type of shit. So I did that.
I don't even judge you for that. I don't know.
Like, the microscope shit. That's,
yeah, the microscope. That, yeah, that's, okay. I draw the line.
Okay. All right. Turn up. That's dope. All right. So for my off the dome, I've been seeing a lot of like people talk about this particular drink on social media the last few weeks, I would say. So I want to ask you, what nostalgic food or drink from your childhood that was like just super fire that you know you would never ever try again, you would never have it again?
Surge.
Good answer.
I would never touch a Surge
again. That's facts.
I would never, like, and I used to drink them things like marketing. Like, okay, marketing hits you different when you're a kid than when it hits you now. Like, mm-hmm. I can watch a whole bunch of YouTube and I'm like, oh, Cascade got a new dishwashing tablet. I should go buy that because I like to clean my dishes. Yeah. Like, you know, that is different. But back then, it was just, Surge, drink it. it'll charge you up.
It's true.
I'm like, oh,
it's true. One of the first energy drinks.
And you would drink and not drink them shits. Like, it was water. I was like, I don't know. I went to.
I mean, Surge was good.
It was good, but it's just,
No.
And you know me, I have my problems with caffeine, so I really just try to leave those things alone. So,
yeah, no, I feel that. So, mine's is Fruitopia.
Okay,
like that's
you ain't drinking Fruitopia
now? Hell no. I don't even like those types of juices. That and Hawaiian Punch. I'll never drink Hawaiian Punch again.
Hawaiian Punch is trash.
Somebody made the point that Hawaiian Punch don't get cold if you put ice in it, and like that's true as fuck. Like, now that I think back on it, it's so true.
I don't know if I can rock with the wine but slander on that. But I mean, like, I wouldn't drink it. But that juice for me is probably Tampico.
Okay.
Like, you remember the thick shit in the jug? Like,
100%.
Like, you had to chew it. Like, you know what I'm
saying? That's hilarious. But no, it's true. But yeah, like those juices, man, it's just so much sugar and fructose, corn syrup and all that. Like, I feel like I would get sick just opening the bottle and smelling it. Like, I know that's something I would never be able to drink again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel you. Like and I said with the Surge, like I
just can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Yeah, 33-year-old Johnny is like, no, I have to protect my body.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I only got so many summers left. Man, shout out to Jennifer Lewis, man. Facts. I only got so many summers left. I can't do that.
That's true. That's true. Metabolism ain't what it used to be. So I can't do that no more.
But listeners, that was off the dome. What is the nerdiest thing you ever did as a kid? Tell us what that was.
Yeah, man. And what's a nostalgic food or drink from your childhood that you know for sure that you'll never, ever try again?
Yes, yes. Man, it's a lot on the OS News docket this week. But let's discuss this first, get it out the way. But our prayers, our sentiments, our condolences goes to the family, friends, and fans of hip-hop legend Biz Markie,
yes,
who died at the age of 57, who succumbed to his complications with diabetes. He passed away, what was it, Saturday. It's a lot to digest. The internet did, you know, kind of take him out a little bit earlier, but he did succumb, you know, unfortunately. I wouldn't say finally. I don't want to say that. Right, but succumb, unfortunately, to those complications. So, Johnny, your thoughts?
Man, it's sad to hear, seeing all the condolences. Somebody posted a caption on Instagram. I cannot remember who it was. Mm-hmm. But apparently, Biz Markie had been in the hospital for like a year or so. Like in and out for a year. So it's unfortunate. I'm happy he's no longer like suffering. I mean it's just sad to hear, man. He wasn't that old. He was 57.
That's not old,
man. Like we're losing our legends, man. Not just hip-hop legends, but just legends. Like we're losing them. So let's try to love on them while we can. And man, I just want to send my condolences to his family, his fans. And one thing I do want to mention, like a lot of these media outlets, like we can't reduce his career to the song "Just a Friend." Mm-hmm. Like I've seen that a lot. Like he's one of the pioneers of hip hop, especially when it comes to like beatboxing and the types of albums he put out. Like we can't reduce him to one song. We cannot do that. So let's make his legacy live on, man. So man, rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace to Biz Markie. Like you said, he died with complications of diabetes. You know, that's something that definitely attacks Black men. It's just whoever's a listener of this show, make sure you love on, you know, your people. Make sure you take care of your health. That's one reason why you see me, you know, do what I do. I don't want diabetes because I know what it does. Like I've had family members, you know, that have been taken out because of that. And just health related stuff that could kind of be avoided. You know, because of food and certain food and certain alcohol consumption, you know, we ain't got to get into all that, but you know, diabetes is an onset of that. Not all the time, but an onset of that. It's not hereditary. So
yeah. And I mean, go get your checkups, get your annual checkups.
Don't be afraid to get a second opinion either.
Oh, 100%. Cause depending on the type of doctor, and I mean, I don't want to go into a tangent, but a lot of these white doctors, man, they have the perception that Black people function differently than white people. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen a lot of Black women mention how, like, you know, during pregnancy and things like that, how the Black skin is tougher and, oh no, she's not really hurting, you know, she'll be okay. Like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Serena. She had blood clots after giving birth. So it's like, just don't, like Ralph said, don't be afraid to get a second opinion, because we need to make sure that we are healthy. Mm-hmm. So, and if you work and you got insurance, that's what insurance is for. Use that shit. Use it.
Some sick days. Fuck that job.
Man, what? I've been big on that for real.
It's crazy. I slowly adopted that. Yeah, fuck that job.
Man, listen. Cause you can find another job. You could go somewhere tomorrow. They gonna replace you within a week or two. They don't care. They do not care. These jobs do not care about us.
They don't.
So prioritize yourself and your family over these jobs. I'm not finna kill myself over a job, something that could be replaced and somewhere where I'm replaceable. It's no reason for me to stress over that. So yeah, fuck that job.
Exactly. But no, like we said, rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Yes.
Condolences to his family, friends, and the hip hop community at large. But let's kind of switch gears and talk about a hip hop celebration.
Let's do it.
Going down in, I want to say 16 days, August the 3rd. This has become a goddamn theme on this show. How many times is Versus gonna talk about dominate our headlines?
Hey, amen. Listen, if they keep coming up with these matchups,
okay,
then it's going
to we got to discuss, baby. Okay. Well, our East Coast brethren should be very, very, very excited for this one. We have the Lox versus Dipset going down on August the 3rd on Versus Trilla TV. Chade!
Man. I don't know, man. First of all, I'm excited for this. I love the Lox. I love Dipset. Mm-hmm. I love them as individual artists. I love them as groups. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't call it. And this is going to be at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
and they're allowing like the general public to purchase tickets to go. Mm-hmm. So this is where I envision Versus going when once Outside started opening. Like, I feel like this is going to be like a tour type of thing. So yeah. I guess this will be like the pilot, but man, with the Lox and Dipset, I can't call it. Like, I don't know. I cannot call it.
Okay. This is my take on it, right? Respectfully, it'll mm-hmm. be a long night for the Lox, and I'll tell you
why. Ooh.
Jadakiss has already had his verses. Like, we're gonna have to say that people are gonna play their solo songs. Like, there's not enough on one either side for somebody to get the 20.
True.
So that we're gonna say, oh, does such and such get to play? Yes, everybody gets to play something. And that's the case. Jadakiss has already had his verses.
So, it don't matter. That was against Fab though, and that was kind of a wash though.
Okay,
but in that he played a lot of like mixtape street shit. He didn't really play like album shit.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying like, hey, and but I mean the playing field is level, right?
Right.
Because they are in Madison Square Garden, so that's their core fan base.
Yeah.
Everybody in there is going to enjoy the mainstream down to the streets level stuff. Facts. So there's no, you know. Oh, he got one up. Mm-hmm. But I just think Dipset has more firepower, and we haven't heard it in the verses at all, because you have to look at it like this. Like I said, Jada has had his verses. Mm-hmm. You've heard Swiss Beatz play Lox stuff too. So
yeah,
it's just like, how is that? I mean, yeah, is the artist actually getting ready to play these things? And then you got to think about it like this. How much outside of Jadakiss are they really going to play? Because Styles P, respectfully, has two songs. And one of them, he's a feature. I Get High is his song, mm-hmm. and BMF, which he's the feature.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, got it. Sheik, you have nothing, my pal.
I mean, it's true.
You got nothing.
Well,
so, I mean, now the Lox has, you know, they have a lot of Bad Boy stuff. They have, you know, even some of the stuff with Rough Rider. So you never know where they can go down with that rabbit hole. But I'm just talking about their songs,
mm-hmm.
the Lox songs, not the songs they're featuring on. The Lox songs.
Yeah. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Dipset Anthem versus All About the Benjamins. Who wins? That has to be the matchup, because I feel like those are the two songs in each catalog that is an automatic point. So when you go, that has to be the matchup.
It's All About the Benjamins. It's All About the Benjamins.
That's where I lean to.
Mm-hmm. But
Dipset Anthem ain't no hope.
It's not.
It ain't no hope.
And I'll say this. Dipset is more of a cultural phenomenon than the Lox ever is. Because the Lox is definitely like...
They're
big on the tri-states. They big up that way.
And I mean, honestly,
let's keep going westward expansion. Let's keep going this way.
they were more influential in hip-hop as a group and individually.
Like, yeah. Jewel's got at least 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim got a strong 7. He probably got 10, but he probably got a strong 7.
And that's just them two. We ain't talking about
Cam'ron.
We ain't even got the Cam'ron. So, nah. All right. So
long night if we going to solo discographies, and that's what it's gonna have to.
It's gonna have to be. Damn. I'm glad we talked it out, because just thinking about it to myself, like when it was announced, it was like, I don't know.
We ain't got the Cam yet. Woo. Cam.
That's crazy.
Cam deserves a versus.
That's crazy. Damn. This shit gonna be fire.
I mean, she gonna be hard.
She gonna be hard, but it's like, mm-hmm. damn. Shout out to Dipset and the Lox, man.
Respectfully.
Nah,
respectfully. Yeah. Like, I don't wanna, you know, hey, y'all niggas crazy. Nah, Lox ain't got it, fam. I don't care what nobody say, Lox ain't got him.
Listen,
they got him, but they ain't got him.
Shit, at this point, the only way locks win is if Jada Kiss and Jim Jones do like a pull up contest.
They're gonna have to do something because, fam, I'm telling you what's gonna happen.
I just seen Jada Kiss do like all man, do some wild shit on Instagram with the working out pull up shit. Like, it's effortless. And my man's is 50 almost, if not in Tim's. So, shout out to them, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think August 3rd is a Tuesday. So
yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
So that's good.
But that's one that I'll shut down fun for. Like, I'll make sure I'm
even around. If it was a Saturday and wife was like, nah, I want to go out. See, exactly.
I mean, that's different though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about like I'll shut down whatever I got going.
This is the one I need to watch.
But how are they gonna keep going? That's always.
I was just about to say that. It's like, cause I mean, even after Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown, I'm like, damn, what's next? Like, I don't know. But this is one of them ones. Mm-hmm. Definitely has the. I feel like it has the potential to be top five versus.
Well, I mean, just off the strength of who, mm-hmm. what, and where, like, you know.
Yeah.
All that matters.
Hey, man. I'm looking forward to this one. So shout out to Versus. Shout out Locks and Dipset, man. We'll see on August 3rd.
Yeah, we'll see.
I might have to live tweet this one.
Shit, oh, yeah. It's gonna be an event on the Twitter.
Facts, man.
But let's talk about this. Since we're going down nostalgia road anyway, MTV has announced that they're bringing MTV Cribs back after 20 years. Johnny, what do you think about MTV Cribs making resurgence?
My first resurgence. My first thought was like, why? Like, why are we doing this? I don't understand. Because it came out in the media a few years ago that the MTV Cribs back when we was coming up, like, a lot of those houses were rented. Like, mm-hmm. shits weren't real. So now that it's coming back, like, these gotta be the real houses. Like, I think Rick Ross is one of the people that is gonna, you know, be showing his crib. So we didn't see that, you know, we didn't see one of them. So we gotta
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it's just with Rick Ross, like, this is my problem with Cribs coming back, right? Mm-hmm. They are not the only ones that do house, like celebrity house tours and things like that. There are other, like Complex and other YouTube, others, like there are other people that do it. You know what I'm saying? If you got your own YouTube, why would you have to worry about, you know, MTV Cribs showing up? What is this going to provide? You know what I'm saying? And then you have to go get like a certain level of star too.
So I think the answer to that is MTV Cribs was the first to do it, and have the biggest platform to do it back when it was a big thing.
Yeah.
So the fact that, hey, we was the first, we was the pioneers, we're bringing it back because we were the one, you know, only we could do it the way we do it type of thing. I feel like. Yeah. I don't know if that's true. Maybe they just fishing for content. I don't know.
I think they're fishing. Because, like, I've seen house tours on, like, just YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter who's doing it. It matters who house it is.
Right.
So, if you're going to get these celebs to sign up and do it, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll come to you for that.
True.
But it has to be...
Yeah.
Kind of like how we're talking about Versus, right? Like,
right.
Depends on who. Like, it was so new then, it didn't matter who you got.
True.
You're talking about prime time TV, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cribs was more of an event mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now it's kind of like that's a 5-minute YouTube clip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And he's going to be 30-minute episodes.
Yeah, time has just changed.
Maybe, like you were saying, the type of star, like Marseille Martin. She's one of the individuals that's going to be.
I watched that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but I feel like Marseille could have did this with anybody. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Yeah, but Marseille's like, she's not thinking about, oh, maybe I should show my crib on YouTube. But if MTV Cribs approaches you, oh, shit. Like, I know it. Well, no, because she wasn't even born yet.
Why does Cribs have
anything, that's crazy,
like anything to do with like,
but,
her? Like,
but though, like, but I feel like those are the type of individuals that I would want to see. Like, I want to see her little baby, like those types of stars. Like,
mm-hmm.
we didn't see inside Rick Ross house in hella movies, so I ain't got to see that shit. No. I mean, even though that's just one.
And the thing is, that was Evander Holyfield's house, so we saw part of that then in the 90s, so it's not nothing new.
So maybe it's just the specific celebrity house.
I'm telling you, but what celebrity in 2021 that already doesn't show their home? That was the thing.
Because I feel like we done seen the baby shit.
My point exactly. If you got a YouTube following, a social media following.
Unless they get somebody like Eddie Murphy. Like, they got to get.
Somebody that's super recluse.
Yeah. And Eminem. Like, I'm watching it.
How much money are you going to pay? Yeah. Okay, if that's the case, it'll be one season.
Right, that's it.
We coming back in one season, baby. That's it. One and done.
Shoot, it probably get canceled after this. It probably get canceled after this.
This does nothing for me nostalgia-wise. Like, I mean, YouTube has changed how we consume a lot.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
A 30-minute show can be condensed into 15 minutes on YouTube.
Because you know what? We're going to end up watching this shit on YouTube anyway. I don't have cable. I'm not watching this shit on TV. They're going to end up putting it on YouTube anyway. So, at least clips of it. So, that's why I watch Wildin' Out. So, turn up.
Yeah, pretty much.
MTV Cribs, man.
Right.
Interesting.
Making a comeback. Speaking of riveting TV, we have the Emmys. The 2021 Emmy nominations have come out. And the only reason we're talking about this, because there's a lot of content that me and Johnny consume are being considered for Emmy. So, we got to discuss this.
Yeah, man.
It's not necessarily our bag. You know, if they wins, it wins. It doesn't. You know, cool. But first things first, I want to say this. Lovecraft Country is up for 18 awards.
Fire. Dope show. Fire. She was canceled.
Okay. Now, interesting backstory on that, right? Mm-hmm. The showrunner, a black woman, I think her name is Misha Scott.
Okay.
Apparently has a deal with Apple TV to produce content over there. So HBO being the petty gods that they are, they was like, oh, absolutely not. So if you're doing all this great content over there, we're pretty much actually boosting up our the subscriber base for over there too, mm-hmm. as well as doing this. Mm-hmm. I see this good business. At first I was kind of like, hey, HBO, y'all wildin', but I get it.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. Mm. That makes a lot of sense. And I bet you HBO owns the Lovecraft Country name and, you know, like whatever. All yeah, that type sure of stuff.
The business is like that, but it's like it's a book, like it's been a series of books or something mm-hmm. like that. So whatever they did to, I guess, put it together, like you said, the name they may not own it, but just the rights to distribute it or whatever. Yeah,
show and okay. See, because before I knew that information,
that changed my whole outlook on it. I was like, I'd have canceled.
Yeah, because I was look, because I was like, one of these streaming services got to pick this shit up, but no, it ain't gonna happen because they can't probably.
Well, I don't know. But so, it was a great show. Damn, and then obviously crazy. Jonathan Majors and being the lead actor in this, he's nominated for Best Actor, which I...
Hey, man. What?
No, I think you should win.
I was about to say, wait, what?
I think you should win. Shit.
Damn, I was confused by your reaction.
Oh, no, I was ready to give my man the crown.
All right, cool.
Prematurely.
That's what's up. I want to talk about the outstanding drama series category, right? Yep. So we got The Boys, we got Bridgerton, we got The Crown, The Mandalorian, Lovecraft Country, mm-hmm. Pose, Handmaid's Tale, This Is Us. Mm-hmm. This is actually a pretty stacked category. But what I noticed about this is that the majority of these, I'm not familiar with The Crown. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only one I'm not familiar with. But the majority of these are streaming service shows. Like mm-hmm. these aren't like network TV shows or even cable shows. These are streaming service shows, mm-hmm. which goes to show you that the streaming services are making like quality content when it comes to TV and movies. I just think that's dope because I think these network television channels are little scared here.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, outside of, like, maybe a This Is Us and mm-hmm. stuff like that, that's already, like, a heavy follow-up show. Like,
right.
People love This Is Us. Like, shout-out to Sterling K. Brown from St. Louis. But
facts.
He's a lead on that show, so he's nominated, and the show is nominated. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think that's NBC. Like, I've watched a few episodes. I can't say I've been all the way in. But, like you just going back to what you're saying, like network TV is afraid of streaming services. Only people that don't care about this is HBO.
Right. Yeah, because they on both sides. They on both sides. They got the cable joint and they got the streaming.
They don't care
so
about none of that.
Man, this was dope. Did you ever get a chance to watch The Boys? I know we talked about it.
I watched a few episodes and then I just never kind of circled back to
it. Gotcha.
But not to say it wasn't good. It's just, you know,
yeah, times it happens. The Boys, see, I'm assuming the Boys is like season two because season two was out last year. Mm-hmm. Fire. The Boys, the show is fire. Bridgerton, decent show. Not my cup of tea. It ain't for me, but it was a good show. I'm not familiar with The Crown. The Mandalorian, which is on Disney Plus, is like a Star Wars spinoff type thing. Season two was dope. Of course, Lovecraft Country. I didn't get a chance to watch Pose. But season one was dope. I assume this is for season two. Handmaid's Tale, which is a wild show. And then This Is Us, of course. You never seen Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Okay.
Let's get to the shits, right?
Let's do it. Let's
the
do
MCU
it.
Has a few shows in here that are nominated. Obviously, the two that have completed, you know, you have Falcon and Winter Soldier up for awards, at least in the actors category. I didn't see necessarily for the show. And then WandaVision as a limited series. What do you think about the MCU shows getting love during award season, even if they don't win or not? Just what do you think about
that? I mean, I appreciate it because, I mean, both of those shows were like quality shows, great acting, great appearances by the actors and actresses that were in them. I think these were quality enough shows to be nominated for these. Winning, maybe not. I don't know. But the fact that comic book themed TV shows are getting nominated for these quote unquote prestigious awards, like, I mean, honestly, I feel like it was bound to happen, but I didn't think it would be this soon.
Well,
I didn't think it
would shows be this soon. Like The Mandalorian, WandaVision, Loki, any of the MCU stuff, those shows actually carry Disney Plus as a streaming site.
100%.
It's never the
because I don't watch shit else on there.
Exactly. So if you're not in Star Wars, you're not in the MCU. Disney Plus is not
for why you
like. I mean, you can watch
unless you want to watch The Simpsons or some shit like that. But
none of that means nothing, though, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like for all the new content to get a knowledge like that, and those are the ones carrying a major streaming service. And I don't know if the business got anything to do with that. I'm not going to say it, but I think people that enjoy Star Wars enjoy The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't say that this is because of, you know, the powers that be, you're pulling strings. No. We MCU heads. We enjoy the MCU show. So we would think that these are good shows and maybe worthy of award recognition.
Agreed. And I guess the beautiful thing about this is, like, even though these shows are extensions of larger universes, like, they've been able to cater to their, like, I guess, core audience, as well as cater to a newer audience as well. Maybe somebody that's not as deep into the MCU as we are or other people, like a more casual type of viewer.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've been able to get that type of viewer in as well as still satisfy the core audience, fire. Fire. And I mean, with the other MCU shows that are coming out in the future, I feel like they're going to continue to do the same. So we'll just see, you know, what else happens when it comes to this type of content.
Yeah. I got to call us on because I don't like this, right?
Uh-oh.
Now, looking at outstanding lead actor, right? You got Paul Bettany, who played Vision in WandaVision. Cool, right? Great. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't see Anthony Mackie in here. But when you go to guests, guest actor, they got Don Cheadle for Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was like, wait,
time out.
He, right. I was like,
my man's was in one scene in the first episode.
Okay, it could be two things, right? Either they meant to say Anthony Mackie was a guest, so they think all black people look alike, or they really crazy. Give Don Cheadle too much love because my man's made a cameo. He was in two scenes. He was in the beginning when he gave up the shield, right? And then at the end, right?
Damn, I don't remember. But I'll take your word for it.
Ten minutes of screen time. 10 minutes of screen time.
Still.
10 minutes of screen time.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. I just wanted to point that out.
That's insane. That's insane.
Shout out to the Emmys, though.
Shout out to the Emmys. Kenan Thompson is nominated for supporting actor in Saturday Night Live. Shout out to
him. I thought it was his show.
No, it's like Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay. No, he's nominated for his show too.
Oh, is he?
The show. I don't know if anybody watches that.
Honestly, I watched like the first two episodes. It's not bad, okay. But it's not something I want to keep up with. Sorry.
No, I could.
I
looked at the trailer. I was like, oh yeah, all right, no, this ain't.
you know.
Keenan.
Hopefully, he's renewed for a season two.
Hey man, shout out! Hey, I respect Keenan. I salute him. He's a living legend. But hey, I am good on that.
Facts.
I do not have to watch that.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Another point. Did you ever get a chance to watch Hamilton? No. Okay. I mentioned about last year. But yep. Anyway, that's a lot of people nominated for Hamilton in these Emmys. Hamilton was fire. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a fan of plays, if you're a fan of hip hop, smash. Like, it's literally rapped the entire play. It's like 3 hours of this shit, and it's dope though.
Gotcha.
It's dope. It's real dope. So shout out to Hamilton, man.
Yeah, shout out to Hamilton, man. But you know, you brought it up, man. It's just rap. So we're gonna talk about rap now.
Let's do it.
Royce da 5'9" made headlines. He was recently doing an interview somewhere, obviously, but he stated that West Coast artists have what is this? I want to make sure I quote him correctly. Mm-hmm. A penchant for making superior albums. And he cited Kendrick Lamar, The Game, YG, Nipsey, Roddy Ricch, DJ Quick, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Anderson .Paak, Ice Cube, and Schoolboy Q to make his case. So, Royce da 5'9", respected lyricist, respected hip-hop artist, has come out to say that the West Coast makes superior albums. I guess you're talking about top to bottom projects. Mm-hmm. So, let's just get into a debate here. Do you agree with Ryan on this?
And ever since we like brought this topic up in the chat, like I've been going back and forth on this. It's like, I'm not sure if I can go one way or the other. I don't know if I can say yes or no to this. It's like, what is he comparing these to? Like, is he taking particular albums from the South, Midwest, the East Coast, and comparing them to the West? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Royce has no dog in this fight, so that's why it's like you almost want to respect it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's from Detroit. Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say Detroit artists make the best rapper, you know, or the Midwest or something like that?
True.
But being in the Midwest, we do have a level of respect for everybody. Yeah. So it's, you know, we, you know, depending on where you're at, you might enjoy certain regions more, but it's still a respect.
Yeah, we're a melting pot here in the Midwest. We get a little bit from everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, is he wrong in mentioning the artist that he mentioned as far as making dope complete albums? Definitely not. Mm-mm. Because these individuals all have great complete works. Mm-hmm. Maybe he meant like their catalogs. Mm. Because if I'm thinking about other artists, maybe they only have a few albums out of their catalog that are great from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the argument we're making, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I can rock with that. But I mean, if we're just taking one or two albums from these West Coast artist catalogs and then comparing them to one or two from, you know, other regions, then I don't know.
I guess he's saying that the West Coast has had a long staple in hip hop where I don't think the West really had like too much downtime. Mm-hmm. Like, because even when you consider a downtime period was when The Game was the one out here making all the records, right? Even then, The Game ain't no slouch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
right.
So I kind of get his point, his POV on that. And I think that the West Coast, even though, you know, some might be, you know, this might be that, some might be LA, some might be Bay, some might be Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. some might be, you know, it's still a camaraderie that it feels like that they have that you may not get all the way in the South or East Coast or even in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe this is what he's trying to say.
Gotcha.
That the West Coast just, they seem a little bit more tight knit. So everybody kind of fucks with everybody, even if it's, you know, a different set or whatever the background is. When it comes to the music, they work together.
Right. And I mean, I feel like Atlanta is like that, but Atlanta, you know, they only became a staple in hip hop in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, we're talking about from the '80s to
like we're talking pretty much the span of hip hop.
Yep.
Like it hasn't been a down period for the West Coast.
Exactly. The West ain't never really had to worry about being off, baby.
True. Damn. All right. If that's what we rocking with, I can agree with.
But that's not what he said. That's the other thing. He said the albums.
Albums, period.
And then albums, like, I don't know. Like, you have to look at the classics, like what are widely regarded, not regional, not personal, right?
Yeah.
You got to go with what's widely regarded. And even those can get tricky because, like, if you put The Chronic up against Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? Right. Depending on who you ask. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people like, you're fucking nuts. I'm picking the Illmatic. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to say The Chronic is better, but they both have their mainstays in hip hop. They both have their influence. Exactly. They both are great albums, great pieces of art. You know, you want to say.
It's true.
So it's like, what are we really saying?
Do we need to ask him for clarification? Because they ain't gonna be like, I said what I said is there.
Yeah,
like,
all right, Royce, we need you on.
Hey, right. Come talk to us about it because we're not agreeing or disagreeing with you because we don't understand, but we really want to have this talk with you because, I mean, shit, this is a dope topic. And
But looking at who he named, I'm talking about he went back from, if Cube and Dre are the OGs, then you jump to Snoop, DJ Quick, and then you get K-Dot, Kendrick, YG, Nip. Roddy Rich is what's current. Anderson .Paak is what's current. Schoolboy Q is what's current. So it's like,
look at the range. The range.
Those are just like Cali artists.
Would we be able to do the same thing with the East Coast?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, because these are just one state. Jesus Christ. Like, everybody from Cali in this business.
Right, because the East Coast, we got what? Jersey and New York?
Jersey, New York, Philly.
Philly.
You go to that trifecta.
Damn. That's nuts.
We didn't say it.
We just talking about it. That's crazy.
Shout out to Royce, man. That's an interesting argument and an interesting take. One that I probably would have never made, but I can kind of see the point in it. You know?
Damn. That's dope, man.
Shout out to Royce, man.
Damn, that's true as fuck. From Snoop. Well, shit. Going back to Cube, NWA,
Cube, Dre,
up to Roddy Rich.
Roddy Rich, and he's was
hot now. Damn.
Like the right 80, now.
The 80s to now. That's what, 40, 50 years? That's
40 years.
That's crazy.
Right at the cusp of 40.
That's dope.
I love it. I love it. I really do.
Man,
let's talk about this, man. Music has changed. Music has changed so much. To the point that T-Pain feels like artists aren't even trying anymore. Like, he had an epic rant. Johnny is pulling it up on Twitch, I want to say, right?
Yeah. He's a big Twitch streamer.
Yeah, and my pal went all the way.
He went crazy. Off. This shit is a minute and 22 seconds. I'm finna play the whole shit because it's funny.
Go ahead, man.
The bad part of music? Stop! Do some different music. We have all the shit that you're doing. We already have it. Lil Uzi Vert is already doing it. Lil Baby is already doing it. Dub Baby is already doing it. It's literally two niggas with Bailey in their names that's already doing all the music you want. Do something else. Do something else. That's it. That's all we want. Do something else. Holy shit. We have it. We have it already. You don't have to do that music anymore. We have the music already. We have Lil Baby. We have Da Baby. We have Lil Uzi Vert. We have Lil Yachty. We have Lil everybody. Do something else. Holy shit. Stop sending me this bullshit. And then get mad when I fucking don't like it. Jesus. God damn. Tap dances, Christ.
All right, that's it.
Yeah,
First of all, that shit was
epic.
We
feel your pain, Tyler.
That shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're in the internet age and the streaming age. You really got to dig and find the type of music, the type of artist you want to listen to. I mean, they're definitely out there, but you got to search harder to find them. But the people that are being pushed out to mm-hmm. us are the ones that sound the same. And mm-hmm. yes, it's very annoying. Mm-hmm. It's super annoying. So, I mean, I feel T-Pain's pain, pun intended.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I agree and I disagree. I guess I'll just get my points out and I'll figure out where I'm on the line at. like, I agree with T-Pain that there are only so many people that can do what you do. And that's why the stars tend to rise to the top. The cream rises to the top mm-hmm. in every single situation. Where I mean, he's not calling them talentless, so maybe that's where I'm like taking them back. He's not saying you can't rap or you can't sing. You're just making the same music that other people make.
Sounds the same.
So that's the thing. Like, I can rock with, because I think that people out now can rap and I think they can sing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're talking about the music that they make, that's two different things. Like, you know, the talent is there, but what are you going to do to innovate and make yourself different? Because R&B or rap, they tend to get in these certain pockets and certain beats and certain subject matter where it is very redundant. It doesn't seem redundant. It is. So you kind of have to find. So when you listen to an album, it's only 30, 40 minutes. You can run through it, but it's like nothing really sticks out. And there's nothing bad about it. Just nothing sticks out. So I've listened to this album for 40 minutes and I got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where we are now when it comes to rap music. It's like Ralph said, you give me this 40 minute album, but no replay value. It's nothing on here I want to go back to. So what am I doing? Do I feel like I wasted my 40 minutes? Sometimes I do.
The thing with music right now, right? Everybody can do it. And it's not because of the lack of talent. It's just everybody can do it.
The access to doing it.
The access to doing it is very, very simple.
Super simple.
I can rap on my phone if I wanted to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can do freestyles on my phone if I wanted to. Like,
low key is the same with podcast.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
That's another story. But we're not talking about us because y'all tuned in with us. But Facts. We're talking about the sense of, like, it's very accessible. Anybody can do it. Anybody mm-hmm. can be a producer. Anybody can be an engineer. Anybody can rap or sing. Mm-hmm. It's just the access to it. And then, like, we're in the internet age, so we blame everything on streaming. So if you're a SoundCloud rapper, there's nothing wrong with putting your music on SoundCloud. That's just a negative connotation.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's your avenue to get your music out. Cool. But
people have been discovered on SoundCloud. So
exactly. But and it's like we always get into these macro conversations because it's never on a micro level. Like, who do you blame? Do you blame the artist? Do you blame the industry? Because the industry, if I know this is what you like, I'm gonna go get the next person that sounds just like them. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sales.
I mean, honestly, the blame,
it's been like that since the 80s. So I don't want to hear, you know, oh, it only happens today. No, it been happening.
The blame can be placed on mm-hmm. both parties. Like, two mm-hmm. two things could be true. It could be
okay
because let's just say there's a 18-year-old now that hears this. Oh snap! I see all these people. I see the little baby and the baby getting mm-hmm. on because they make this type of sound. Mm-hmm. Cool. It's easy for me to do this. I can find a beat on YouTube, rip it, record something over it, put it on SoundCloud. I'm out here now. Mm-hmm. The shit blow up because again, it's the same shit Lil Baby and DaBaby do. A mm-hmm. Record label says, hey, we don't have this type of artist. Let's go grab him because he sounds just like them. He got a bunch of followers. We can promote him right now. So mm-hmm. I feel like the blame can be posted. The blame can be put on both entities. It's like they're working together.
Okay, let me use this example, right? Because people like to use the Mumbles, the Littles as their example.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's talk about people that can rap, like the real rappers, right?
Okay.
Let's talk about Logic, right?
Okay.
Logic has had this stigma that he can't seem to shake. And I'm going to put the biracial stuff over here. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about where he can rap, but he sounds like somebody else. They always often compared him to Cole, and he was just 3 years later. So people never gave him his just due because he sounded like somebody else. But yet, he can rap and he can make good songs. He can, like, that, you know, let's take the Mumbles out of it. Let's take the Lils out of it and use him. you know, I want to use him as the example. Let's use him as our focal point. I just want to see, like, what do you think about that?
Well, my first question would be, how do we know he was trying to sound like Cole? Because the thing with that is, and I know we put the biracial shit over there.
Yeah,
but okay. But Cole's biracial too.
Drake is biracial too, so it doesn't matter.
So if Logic came out first, will we have the same conversation but opposite? Maybe.
It's all about personality too, but that's personality politics is completely different. We talking about the music, like, because if you sound like somebody else, they say you're biting, they don't want to even rock with you. Mm-hmm. Like you know that to be true. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the only reason I'm bringing that up is because his first interview on The Breakfast Club, he had to deal with all those questions.
Do you think it's because? Wait, let's go back. What's the question here? Because I want to make sure I get to this point.
If Logic was the the person can rap. Somebody that can rap.
Right, it's not a little.
It's not a mumble. It's somebody that can literally rap. But they sound like somebody that's already hot. That's already
that,
out.
That can rap.
That can rap too. But you sound like them. It sound like you biting. Would we have the same conversation? That's what I'm asking. And I may not have articulated that, but that's what I'm asking though.
Will we have that same conversation? Off the top of my head, I'm gonna say no, because in this particular genre, it's rap. Like with Lil Baby and the Baby, they have a particular sound. Like I'm not necessarily going to Lil Baby and the Baby for lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to like sit and ride and listen as I'm taking the drive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to them to turn up, and that's not always necessarily what rap has been. Like we've had party anthems in the past, but it's like that's the main focal point of rap now. We don't get as many mainstream J. Cole's, Logic's, Kendrick's now. So I don't think we would have that argument now.
But people that don't get the acclaim of the Kendrick Cole or Drake have problems.
Oh, are you're asking why Logic isn't on the same playing field as a Cole?
But it's the same, it's in the vein of the same thing that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're making the same music, but people don't want to give you the same reverence, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost in the same breath of what we're talking about.
Got you.
Logic has complained about that. Wale has complained about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And these are artists that can rap, make the same type of music, right?
Well, I think, in Wale's case, I think people just don't like him as a person.
They don't like Logic either, but I'm using the music. I said, like, it's personality politics in this too.
But I feel like that could be it. Like, the music fire. Like, Logic has some fire albums.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you put me on the Logic.
I'm not hating on Logic.
You put me on the Logic, but again, I think this goes back to social media and the internet, like just having more access to these artists now, like
makes it bad on people. But it's kind of like I'm trying to make it make sense. Like it makes sense, but I think that we're just talking about the people that don't really have the talent to probably make music, but are they like necessarily the best level of rapper? Probably not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because rapping and making songs are two different things.
Completely different things. There's a lot of people that can rap their ass off that can't really make songs.
There's a lot of people that can make songs that can't rap.
So
it depends on what you're looking for, but I do get T-Pain's frustration with him being kind of like this barter between the real world and the industry, right?
People are
sending him music and telling him, hey, bro, listen to me. I'm the next I'm this and I'm that. And then you take the 3 minutes out of your day to listen to some shit, but it sounds just like what the Baby put out on Apple Music last night. No. Like, so the frustration I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just trying to shoot everybody some bail, like, because I don't want to shit on anybody per se, but I get his argument and I get his point.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's true, it's true, but and I think it's unfortunate, but personality politics plays a lot into all of this shit today.
Facts.
All this shit, and with Wale being the main case, to be honest. But that's a whole, you know. I feel like we talked about that before.
Yeah, we talked about Wale. Yeah, and Logic to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's
Yeah. I think Logic's a phenomenal talent. I ain't gonna sit here and hate on him, but it's a personality politics.
I will say, if Cole didn't embrace his black side like he did, he probably would get the same shit.
Well, that's Logic's issue, right?
Yeah.
The thing with Cole and Drake, they leaned into their blackness. They're unapologetically black at that. And nothing's wrong with how Logic feels, because there's a segment, there's a population of people that are biracial that feels the way that he feels.
Right.
But he linked to the other side, and he made it clear too. Mm-hmm. Like he linked to that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're confused. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that's like. Yeah. So you got to walk your walk, my guy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I don't ever knock him for it, but have I heard it enough? Yeah, I heard it enough.
It's crazy, because I don't even know if some people know that J. Cole is biracial. Like, I don't know if some people know his mom is white. We know Logic is biracial because he talks about it in his music and stuff like that.
Drake's mom is white. He's Jewish at that. Like,
I don't know.
So that's why, you know, we got two great cases of the rappers in the past 10 years mm-hmm. that are biracial.
Yeah.
And they are up there. Everybody loves them.
Oh, and you know, oh, well, clearly Drake
I want to say everybody loves them. They have big fan bases.
Yeah, there you go. Look.
Everybody don't love them. Everybody don't love them.
Because Drake has been out of here for 10 years.
And Cole has too. Yeah. And Logic damn near has too. Like, I mean, he ain't been out 10, but he's been out there. I think he was an XL freshman in 2013. So, oh,
damn. I think Logic just dropped something too. I think.
After Drake retired, man. Let's get on Logic. Yeah, we don't want to see like we're not right, yeah. But no, that was just like us just trying to figure out, like, you know, T-Pain. Well, obviously T-Pain's frustration. Like, I get where it's coming from. Maybe it's just coming from those certain guys, but it's just like, what does it take for somebody to be innovative though? Because it's kind of like, maybe if I do the bullshit I get on, then I can just switch up.
And that could very well be the case, but mm-hmm. how often does that happen? And when it does happen, how often do that person fan base still stick with them? Like, oh, this shit, Trey, what you doing?
Well, because what you get on, like, I don't know, because rap is so pop now. Like, I mean, if you just want to be this pop rapper, go out, man, do that, man.
Get your money and invest. I say, if you want to be a pop rapper, get your money, invest in real estate, and retire. And then put out some indie shit later.
I got nothing for you. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either. I don't either. We could. You want to make a song? Huh? You want to make a song?
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I said this, man. I'll make. Well, this is the thing. I'll make a song for the strip club. That way I can eat forever. Give me a nice twerking song, fam. I am out of here. Like, I just do all my little chitlin circuits. I'll get my little 10 bands here and there. I'll be good, baby. I don't have to get the one hit. I don't have to do an Old Town Road. I don't have to do it.
Hey, I would 100% take an Old Town Road.
I mean, Old Town Road is cool, but it comes with too much pressure. I just want to do
like, not for me though. I know what I came here for. This is the one song I came to make. You want more? Sorry. I got my billion streams. I'm out of here. I am out of here. I do my tour on one song. What you mean? Do my club walkthroughs, all that shit. I don't know if we talked about this, but you know Junebug, the dude that created the Junebug challenge, he been touring off that shit. He did like a little mini series against Shiggy. Like he really, like he milking this shit, and I think it's dope. I think it's fire.
He done got spot and got him a billion streams. Like Listen. Nobody's probably listening to that song outside the state of Florida before, you know.
Never listened to that whole song, ever.
Okay. Well, TikTok has changed the landscape of music. Streaming has changed the landscape of music, but TikTok has definitely changed the landscape of music. Sidebar to the sidebar to the sidebar, yes, sir. Right? We're already on talking about new artists and things like that. I want to get your take on this because we missed last week. The record industry, or at least in Meg Thee Stallion's case, mm-hmm. have kind of been at odds with TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. Because the black TikTokers have gone on strike.
They refuse to make
any content, any dances to Meg's new song, which has actually insovertly just like messed up her streaming numbers for the thot shit. Mm. So how do you feel about like make some new shit? Make like T-Pain, this is but you have the top rapper in the game with Meg Thee Stallion. You know, she's up there, right? Making a song specifically for, or it seems like, TikTok. Mm-hmm. And she's depending, or the label is depending on her numbers to spike because of challenges made by kids.
Well, I side with the Black TikTokers in this case. They kept getting their ideas and dances stolen by white people, and the white people was being pushed into the forefront. So I stand in solidarity with them.
That was nasty.
Megan, I'm sorry. She's just an innocent bystander in this. Sorry.
She got straight.
She did, but she definitely sorry. I feel like she, well.
You supposed to be on break any fucking way. This is what happened. You took damn summer off.
That's what you get for coming back to summer.
Yep, you're supposed to be off this summer. Hot Girl Summer 2022.
But I feel like I can't tell Megan how to feel. I can't.
I just said she was supposed to tell me on break. I didn't say how she was supposed to feel.
Now, with that being said, I would think that she would side with the Black TikTokers here. I understand it's hurting her streaming numbers and all that, but
this is one fly by night.
Man, what?
Hey, listen.
She gonna be right back to twerking ass in October.
You'll be good. You know what I'm saying? You'll be good. Let this one slide. You know what I'm saying?
This is the universe telling her her break was too short.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Look at the Lord work.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. This is exactly what it is.
Look at these bars dropped here by OS.
Hey, man. Sorry. I still stand with the Black TikTokers here. Honestly. Yeah. I would delete that shit. I would never dance on TikTok again.
You dance on TikTok?
If I were in their shoes,
We could have did a challenge, man.
I'm with it, but not until they ready to go back. Okay. Not until they ready to go back.
We can't cross the line. We can't cross the picking line.
Listen, I'm with all this. I'm with the shits, bro.
Oh, okay.
Listen, we can take our whole Sunday. We can record. We can do that shit. Content, baby.
Gotcha. Yeah, all content is good content.
But yeah.
But speaking of good content and black women, let's give some flowers to a black woman, Shonda Rhimes, who is the executive producer of many shows, especially over ABC.
Yes.
She did get a bag from Netflix. Now the bag has been read up. She's up to what, 400 M's? Was it four? Did I misquote that? Or was it three? Either way.
I think she initially got 100 million.
She got 100.
Now she just read up for three.
So it's four altogether. Okay, okay. See, that's why I got the four.
Yeah.
Okay. $400 million from Netflix. They paid her, but they didn't pay no Monique. Let's talk about this, y'all. I'm sorry, I had to get that up.
Funny, but I think... because what I was about to say was about to sound wild. Bro, I got hella ideas for Patreon. That's a whole nother story.
Okay.
But
What's up?
I don't know if I should say what I was thinking. Bro, I don't know.
This is your platform. Speak your mind.
All right. I love Monique. Let me just throw that out there.
Okay.
I love you, Queen.
My bad.
I love you, Queen.
I didn't mean to do that.
When this is compared to Monique.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
When Shonda Rhimes 400 million is compared to Monique's one stand-up special. Shonda Rhimes.
Hold on, let me stop laughing. I'm gonna be taking the wrong way. Let me stop.
Shonda Rhimes has proven that she's able to produce and maintain for multiple seasons of multiple shows. Started on ABC. Scandal.
Yep.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yep.
She does Grey's Anatomy. Does she do Grey?
I feel like she does. Somebody correct.
I think she does.
If not, we giving her credit.
And if that's the case, Grey's Anatomy is the first. That shit been going for hellas. Yeah. So she's proven on ABC. She's proven there.
Time after facts.
Now we're on Netflix. Now she did Bridgerton. Bridgerton was huge amongst the black people.
It just got Emmy nominated.
Emmy nominated. On Netflix.
We are coming for our check.
On Netflix. Now, I think she's done other shows. I don't know which ones. Or maybe they're in development but...
It don't even matter. I want to give light to the resume that you just put out.
Yeah.
That's huge. And you're talking about something that's recent too, right?
Yes.
Recent successes.
Yes.
Are able to leverage your business dealings, right?
Yes.
So if this is what Shonda Rhimes is bringing to the table, run me my check.
And in that same vein, And I mean this with the utmost respect.
Yeah.
What is it that Monique is bringing? That's my question. Like, I'm not saying she's not funny. Like, Monique is great. She's a great stand-up comedian. I mean, the Parkers was cool, but like, what is Monique bringing?
I shouldn't have said this. I'm
sorry. I didn't want to get into it.
But this proves that it's not about necessarily race all the time. Mm-hmm. It's definitely about what you put in. Like, this is my
resume. The product.
This is the product.
Yeah.
This is recent. I got numbers and figures and back it up. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove. This is what I can prove. Like, Monique's numbers were based off of maybe older projects. And not to say she couldn't leverage to get money. That's not what I'm saying.
Man,
these things are mutually exclusive. I shouldn't even say this, but it proves that Netflix has a bag for whoever they can give the bag to.
Yeah,
and it doesn't necessarily equate to color this time, right?
Facts.
Or sex.
Gender, or any of that shit. Okay. Like, I could keep going. I could keep going on this, but I'm not. So I'll just leave it at that. Shonda Rhimes, she damn near at $500 million. Half a billy.
Yeah.
We got some weak ass gunshots on this mix. I almost hit that shit. $500 million. That's dope. Shout out to her, man.
Shout out to the Queen Shonda Rhimes.
I can't wait to see what else she produces, man.
Yep.
Bridgerton was different. Like I nothing I was expecting. Like, again, it wasn't for me, but you know, I watched it. It was different. It was good. It was good. Just not my cup of tea.
Gotcha.
Emmy nominated. Listen, man.
Exactly.
Shout out to Shonda Rhimes.
Shout out, man. Focus on the work, man.
Half a billy.
Mm. Let's speak of something that's probably not go half a billy, you know. But we're going to talk about... We're going to do our movie review shit.
It's been a while.
If this is not your cup of tea, we appreciate you rocking. But we want you to listen to our takes anyway, because, you know, we're us, right?
Yeah. Maybe this will make you want to watch it. Who knows?
But the latest installment in the MCU, Black Widow, came out on July 9th.
MCU bike, baby!
Long-awaited arrival. I mean, return of the MCU. A beloved character that's dead. It's sitting there, standalone. Not in real life. You know,
yeah. It's just,
in the movie sense. Scarlett Johansson reprises her role as Natasha Romanoff. In the Black Widow. Johnny.
Disclaimer. So spoiler
alert. Obviously. Oh,
that's not the one I was talking about. But yes, spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it, fast forward to OS Song of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched this. I watched this the night it came out. I haven't gotten around to watching it again because I wanted to. I watched it real late and I was a little intoxicated.
Okay.
But I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed it. I thought this was a really good movie. Now, I'm not saying it's like top five MCU, but as an MCU fan, we haven't had MCU movie content since 2019. This is a great way to start back. Like, get the engines revved back up. I enjoyed this. Oh my goodness. If y'all see on YouTube, if y'all see my guy's face, somebody disagrees.
Well, my good friend, my pal, my brother.
Oh no.
Over here told me that this was in comparison, not his words.
I was about to say that.
And to Captain America Winter Soldier.
I didn't say it.
I went in here with an open mind. And I will say this, the movie is enjoyable.
Okay, I'm with you.
But it's still some mid. I thought the girl sounded so sad. What was that?
I told you that shit was weak. Damn, I told you it was weak.
But no, that. But no,
Oh my god!
Listen, the plots are very similar. This movie's just big. Like, it's not a good villain. It's a lot going on here. Like, if I like the action, cool. Like, that's the only thing. Like, the action and the one character that we can take away, which is Natasha's little sister. Everything else is just, like, okay. Damn. Okay. Like, the villain is, like, you should hate the villain.
Talking about Taskmaster?
Yes.
Okay,
you
so.
Should, it, the theories that you have on villains, should hate this movie.
I agree. But I feel like the way that they, so Taskmaster was being basically being mind controlled. We can say that. So because Taskmaster was being mind controlled and is not out here doing things on her own, because it's revealed that it's a woman. Not really talking, just going out there about that action because she's being assigned. She's the hired assassin. Well, she's the assassin, basically. I thought that was okay. Now, if she was making moves on her own and then it turned out that she was being manipulated, that would have been trash. That would have been trash. I kind of enjoyed Taskmaster. Now, the big reveal that it was a woman, I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was dope. Fire. So, I mean, Taskmaster wasn't that bad.
The problem with that is there's no development of that villain. So there's no attachment. There's no, I can really rock with this.
True.
Not to say everybody has to be Thanos level with their plans. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But just an underdeveloped villain, like, it doesn't make for a good film. So what are we fighting against? Like, we're fighting against the big, bad white guy. Okay, cool. I get it now. But... Yeah. We spent the movie thinking that Taskmaster was the one when it was really with Buddy.
Well, I never thought Taskmaster was the main villain because they kept talking about how they had to go and get Markov. Was that his name? Markov?
Well,
somebody. Whoever his name was. Yeah, whatever his name was. I can't remember. This shit was 2 weeks ago. I watched it.
I watched it last night. So I got fresh. It's up in my mind, right?
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. This maybe in my mind, this could have been better suited as an MCU show because you get more time to flesh out a lot of other stuff.
I'm not mad at that.
Because this has been rushed. Like, this is a movie that was supposed to come out last year. So a lot of the stuff, even the after credits scene, we'll get to that. But just with character development, it would have been more, like, you could have got a better attachment to certain things if I had 6 hours over 6 episodes to do this rather than a 2-hour movie. And maybe I just been spoiled with character development watching these MCU shows.
That's what I'm thinking because I didn't have any issue with that. Like, a lot of these characters we may see again in, like, cameos going forward. With the exception of Yelena, because I feel like she might. We'll get to the after credit scene. But a lot of these characters we probably never really see again for real. So I don't necessarily think. I don't want to say drawn out, but a deeper connection to these characters was that needed. I think honestly, we really have been spoiled with these MCU shows because we got deeper into these people's lives. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I feel like you gotta revert back to the movie.
This is the thing, right? Black Widow's a character that doesn't deserve a movie. Scarlett Johansson deserved a movie, but not the character. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like the show is just like, okay, we can get all this in the show. Because Scarlett Johansson is the star, not Black Widow. It's two levels, right? Like, we love Black Widow because of her. We don't love Black Widow.
Ah, I see what you... Okay.
So that's me watching this a movie because when it got to all the plot switches and stuff like that, I was like, oh, this ain't... Like, nah, fam.
Like what we...
Nah. Because, like, when the mom was giving Natasha all the game and then they doing the switcheroo and stuff like that, cool, clever, predictable, clever. But I just felt like, you turned her in. Now you on the side. No, what we doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're all assassin agents. They supposed to double, triple cross people. That's what they do. That's why it was showcased like that.
I guess
this is interesting. I love this.
This is great. It was. I mean, if you're talking about entertainment, I was entertained.
Okay.
If you're talking about the entry into Phase 4, it's just okay. It's not anything I got to go back and watch. It's like Ant-Man and the Wasp. I never have to watch this again.
I feel that.
Like,
I mean,
it's good enough for me to watch, but I never have to watch it again.
You know what? As this is the first movie of Phase 4, but I wouldn't count it as the first movie of Phase 4. I would damn, I would have counted the Eternals. I feel like
what you go count is you go count Shang-Chi, you go count Spider-Man when that comes out.
I would count Eternals because I feel like that is the Eternals movie is supposed to be a direct correlation to the blip coming back. So they come out of hiding because they all that type of shit. So yeah. I feel like that would be the proper introduction for Phase 4.
I hear what
you're saying. They just gave Black Widow the movie. It's the same shit as Captain Marvel. Only this one was much better, I feel like, than Captain Marvel. That's my opinion.
Yeah, this is better than Captain Marvel. I will say that. Yeah. But this is only proving my theory. And the smoke I had for Black Widow has only been confirmed. Like, it's just okay. Like, it's not anything I really had to rest to see. And my thing with prequel movies, like, it's just, what are we doing? Like, stay linear. Don't do that no more.
Honestly, I thought it was cool that all of these events took place directly after Civil War. Like, I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it shows her running off from General Ross and shit, like right after, like I thought that was dope.
Mm-hmm. I see what they were trying to do, setting up certain things, and you know, it's just like, it's okay though. Like, I wasn't blown away. Like, it wasn't.
Ralph will never watch this shit again
at all.
I plan to watch it again because I mean, the shit's available. For 3 months.
I paid for it. I might as well watch the shit.
Again. Facts. man, let's just get to the after credits. So, we are met with Yelena. Black Widow's younger sister.
Yep.
She's at the grave of Black Widow because Black Widow died in Endgame. You know, she's grieving. And in comes
my girl,
Val.
And it ain't Contessa or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. But in Falcon and Winter Soldier, she told them to just call her Val. Call me shit. That's what she said.
Shadow Agent.
But the fact that, technically, Black Widow was supposed to come out before Falcon and Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we were introduced to a character in Falcon and Winter Soldier and shows up in an MCU movie, even though it was after credit scene.
Yeah.
I think that is dope as hell.
That's huge though.
That is fucking dope. I love it. It's huge. It's setting up. It's setting up the Hawkeye television show, which I assume is going to come out next year.
They say later this year.
Later this year?
October.
That's even better. That's even better. So she's recruiting Yelena. She's recruiting U.S. Agent. I'm assuming she's going to recruit some other people before we get to Hawkeye to kill Hawkeye because she's manipulating Yelena into thinking that Hawkeye is the reason Black Widow died. Mm-hmm. Fire. That's dope.
And you know, I like
after credit scenes back, baby.
I like Yelena. You know, I like her character, what she possibly can bring to that void. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That Natasha Romanoff is leaving behind. So I think it's dope. It's like a passing of the mantle. This is pretty much what Black Widows was.
Passing
of the mantle to the little sister to become what Natasha is to the Avengers.
One thing that I did enjoy about the movie Black Widow. Mm-hmm. Like it, I think it did a good job of going from a serious tone to a goofy tone, like making little small jokes here and there. Like Yelena's joke about Black Widow doing her stance whenever she like drops from the. Like, I thought that was funny. And then she actually did the pose and was like, nah, this trash.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, I mean, Red Guardian being.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they treated him, and I imagine. I'm not saying that they did this on purpose, but they treated him like they do Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, like I can see that.
Big brute, just funny. Like,
I can see that.
Get these jokes off. That's all you do. Like, and it kind of reminds, I mean, it's the same guy, but it's the same vein of what Hopper does in Stranger Things. Like, he's doing the exact same thing.
Right, because that's the character.
It's the actor. So it's the same. Oh, like, same guy. So it's the same guy. So it's like, he has a level of that same comedic timing, that same fatherly type of figure, dad bod, like all this stuff. So it just kind of works. But no, I mean, there were some high moments of the movie, but if you're talking about like the plot, it's very, very similar to Captain Moon and Soldier. Mm-hmm. Like spy espionage, big white guy, like the bad white guy controlling the super soldier type situation. Same thing.
But I mean, the type of character Black Widow is, she can't like go out in space and do shit on her own. Like, I feel like this is what a movie for Black Widow would be confined to.
Oh, no, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying that it's a similar plot. Like, it's, You gotta call out these redundancies, man. You can't, you know, same thing.
Just like the Logic and J. Cole shit. Same shit. Nice.
I mean, you can repackage it. Don't mean I like it all. It's cool, but I'll never watch this.
That's funny. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'll say this.
I ain't saying I ain't never gonna watch it again. That might be a little bit too much, but I ain't rushing.
Like you ain't. Back. Yeah, you ain't. Yeah, you ain't gonna watch the shit tomorrow.
Nah.
Like.
I don't rewatch MCU episode like TV Disney Plus episodes before I watch the movie again. Fact. That sounds nuts.
That's hella funny. Hey, so okay, what you rate out of five? What you gonna? Oh damn,
easily. It's not that to me.
All right,
right in the middle.
I was going three and a half. Damn, that's interesting. That's what's up. Well. Ready for Shang-Chi?
The way you did that, though.
I wish that Disney would continue to put these shits out on Disney Plus, man. Like, as long...
Yeah, this is the only movie that they're doing.
After this is it. As long as movies going straight to streaming services is a thing, I am doing it. I am 100% on board.
Let me ask you this, because... You know, things have started to change a little bit. Mm. Outside may not be open so much.
Yeah.
At least in LA County, right?
Okay.
They have shut down. Masks are still a thing. Like, you have to wear a mask. Yes, it's required.
Got you.
So, if it's like that in LA County, how long is it take to, you know, go this way? Because the Delta variant allegedly is a real thing. It is what it is. I'm not scared. Like, I'm not, you know, we're not succumbed to fear mongering. But it's just like... Yeah. It's a real thing, though. People still have died with complications of COVID-19.
Right.
And if there's a Delta variant of said disease, you know, how does that affect your viewpoint on things?
On, like, going to the movie?
Yeah.
Like,
do you think this affects, like, the movie industry? Like, that's what I should ask.
Say if it gets
a little bit bad. You know what? We gonna put this on.
It's only gonna affect the movie industry only if... It's federally mandated shit shut down or state mandated shit shut down because clearly people like Missouri is one of the hot spots right now for COVID cases. Like COVID is back up in Missouri, which is nuts. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't think it's going to affect them unless the state and federal government say, hey, sit y'all ass in the house. People still going to be out doing shit. I was in Alabama this past weekend, literally not one person in any establishment that I went to wore a mask. I went to restaurants. I went shopping in different department stores. Out just walking out. Nobody had a mask on in Alabama. Nobody. So no, it's not going to affect them unless the government say y'all need to be in the house.
Okay. It doesn't matter to me anyway. But
yeah, we big vax baby.
Hey, but no,
I'm still wearing my mask. I'm sorry. I'm still wearing my mask.
No, I was just saying, we appreciate you guys for just rocking with us. We hope you guys enjoyed that Black Widow review. Please let us know what you think about the movie. If you've seen it, let us know about our takes, about anything we just got into. And then YouTube, you know what to do. Make sure you comment, rate, subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, hit the notification bell so you don't miss anything. And, you know, we'll catch y'all in a minute. We about to get in the OS song of the week.
Yes, let's go. Hey, I've been playing this Doja Cat shit.
Okay.
This album is fire. So this is Options featuring J.I.D. off of Doja Cat's album, Planet Hurt. Let's get it.
Pick it all off, you naughty. Put it back on the closet. Kitchen, island, bedroom, closet. Taking it, I swear, maybe. You know we both got options. I know you faded, boy. I feel it wearing off. When it get hand and coke, I like the way you talk, yeah. I couldn't give a fuck. Giving up paranoia. You don't wanna smash up tour. Fucking for the new velour. Surprises, guess you one of my vices.
You wanna pick your fins and I'll wipe. You never change your mind when I cry.
Yeah, I see your flies and you know it. Dropping your jaw when it dries.
both got options. You can count on me to never count on you. I'm only down for you. Will you put it down, baby? Wow, I
she wanna fuck a nigga like she love me. She got a lover, but I might get lucky. Got me on a drain like a drunkie, looking at the junk in your trunk like a junkie. We don't speak, just fuck twice a week. And if she like freaks, we must try a threesome. Do it on the beach in the sand, let me see some seashells on the shore. I'm a beach bum. You need some when you come, baby. Don't you wanna let me know? Laying in my bed like a vegetable. Lie when you say never let me go. Just like a pro, you professional. Stand on your head, cause you flexible.
Pop Smoke, brush them.
Broke it, broke it. 9 shots in the pool, got step on court, they like watch the shooter. Big ol' 9 to MLBOA, take you. You got a gun, nigga, me too. Brody go what? Brody go back out, brody go brushing. Look, brody go, digging that Louis back, nigga, digging that bag, duffel. Brody go back out, cut him. Brody go, woo. I bet Mo gon' shoot. Said I'm big on that too. Know that I'm rude. Don't come to my block. We gon' give him the boot. I give me a clock. Shoot out the roof. 230 J's. 322. Big NBA. We did it first. What did you say? You get hurt. Fuck with my ops. They get it worse. My bitch got the chop. Shit in the purse. Pull up on racks. Don't even trip. If I go stretch. Empty the clip. Those not my ops. Free day no grim. Fuck it's a naughty. Nigga, it's snitch.
Get put on a shirt. Watch niggas learn. I keep a Glock. When I'm in church. Spin through your block. Step on the clutch. Hit the boy up. Then I reverse.
Brody got locked for the chop. I lost four. My straps gotta go get a fifth one. I be fucking on all bitches, kick them and passing them pop. It's too many to pick from.
Huh? Say that. I call it A, put a Maybach. I'm 823, I get straight cash. If you got that work, I'ma take that.
We pull up the houses and baby showers. Woo from the floors, we don't play with ours. You won't ever catch me worse day without it. GDK and I don't even play about it.
Day-day. Have you streaming through Mega Lake Mayday? Who the fuck are you talking to crazy? If you don't want no...
The smooth sounds of Pop Smoke featuring Rod Swisher.
I forgot to do that.
Brush them. Rest them on WKOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all for rocking with us for this long. OS song of the week. You know, it's something we do weekly, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. This episode 115. Ralph, you got anything for the people to leave them with?
Nah, baby, you know what I'm saying? You just check for us on 116. We got something big for y'all next week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's big facts and we big vexed.
Hey, oh,
all right, man. Look, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us this far, man. This is episode 115. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week. We out.
Cheers. Peace.